The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the town to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. We could begin by kneeling and offering our prayer for vocations. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children. Choose from our homes those who are needed for thy work. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for us. Pray for our priests and religious. Obtain for us many more. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So in case you didn't hear, and I know you did, it's my 30th anniversary today. And I was telling people that with the new order of the Mass and all the changes that came in from Vatican II, they were able to ordain people at 6 years old. And so that's when... Now I need to go to confession. But seriously, of course it becomes for me a reflective time. And the first thing I thought of is the significance of Trinity Sunday that we celebrate right now. It was on that weekend, okay, the Friday night of Trinity Sunday, that I was ordained a priest, and my first Mass was in fact on Trinity Sunday 30 years ago at St. Maria Goretti Parish. And the first time I ever offered the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass on Trinity Sunday. Interestingly enough, and this wasn't planned, it just so happened that it was 3 years ago on Trinity Sunday that I offered my first traditional Latin Mass. And something about the Trinity, right? But here we are on Trinity Sunday, Feast of the Holy Trinity. And as I do reflect back, I personally pick up a theme. And it's a theme I actually think I borrow from President Ronald Reagan. And the theme is this: peace through strength. I think if there's anything that I've strived to do, both personally and the call as pastor for all of us to do, is to become strong in our faith, strong Catholics. I remember when we were doing some things here, and Father Z, who wasn't living in the area at the time, was picking up on some of these things. His term for it was hard identity Catholics. Hard identity. I'm not sure I like that term, but it was meant to be a compliment. It meant to convey that, we're unapologetic in loving and revering God and this wonderful Catholic faith of ours. And so we celebrate all facets of the Mass, the great devotions, all the sacraments, Our Lady, the saints, the holy souls in purgatory, all of this, it's a treasure chest. But all of this is meant for us to become strong in our faith. And what happens when we're strong, truly strong? Not, I was talking with the McMickens after Mass, this last Mass. They're moving away from us, and it's so sad. But I said, you know, I'm going to be preaching about this today, but you, in so many ways, reveal what I'm talking about. There's a strength in great deep love and devotion for one's faith, but there's also a creepy strength where people are mad about this and oh, the Novus Ordo that and this and that, you know, and they run around and rail like, oh, the Pope, oh, this, all that. No. Okay? A true strength, sure, looks at challenges that we face in our faith and in our church. And then they do something about it. First and foremost, they try themselves to be a witness to this great love for God, this great love for their faith. A recent example with Brian was, you know, we just had a Knights of Columbus state convention. And I just want, Brian has been the grand knight for the Knights of Columbus in our council here. And so we were in charge of the liturgy. And I watched as Brian just said, I got this, Father. And I'd start asking questions. I'd say, what about the altar cloth? I got this, Father. Not to worry. And we had the most beautiful liturgy. And he just took care of it. That strength. To see so many of you step up when need arises. Why? Because it's who we are. In hopefully about a week or so, I'm going to have my app ready to go again. This time I'm going to make it available for all priests to use. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about 5 years ago, I developed an app to see if I was available for confession. Not to actually have your confession on the app, but no, just to see. There's a little light bulb there, and you can see if I'm in, and I kind of tell you in a sentence where I am. I might be in the church. Usually I'm over here in the rectory where I built the confessional. But why do that? Because we need to be strong. And confession is that putting on the armor we talked about. Peace through strength. Don't we want peace? Notice how many times during this liturgy the word peace is uttered. God wants us to have peace. Okay? And so he invites us to dwell under the shadow of his wing. Guarded. Protected against what? Against chaos. The devil is the Lord of chaos. God is the God of peace and order. We want that. Sure, we'll face challenges in our lives, but we'll face them with a confidence and a trust that God is right next to us. So we need to plug up all the holes. Shore up all the breaches. Mend all the wounds. So there's no way for the devil to enter in. If I get hit by a car later and die today, please someone remember that I said this. On my funeral card, I want peace through strength, followed by the scripture passage, and I think I'm getting to utter it almost every Sunday now. Ephesians 6, 10 to 12. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. Because we're not fighting flesh and blood here. We're fighting dark forces in the supernatural realm. We need to have our armor on. We need to dwell under the shadow of his wing, under the mantle of Mary, so that with all that protection, with all that strength, we can now move out and make a difference in the world. Peace comes to us through the strength of our faith. What made me think about this was not only my last 30 years and this mission that I talked to you about this morning, but recently we saw what happened in Ireland. If you haven't been following the news, Ireland, 70% Catholic, voted to allow babies to be murdered for the first time. They had an amendment, they called it the Eighth Amendment, they put in place that said the baby's a person, gets the same rights as the mother, back in 1983. They ripped it out yesterday. Ireland. We grew up in my house, my mom, side of the family, Irish. We celebrated all the wonderful, sentimental wonders of being Irish. But there was always this sense of a strong Catholicity with Ireland. Apparently not so much anymore. 18%, they say, go to church any longer in Ireland. Why? You can have your theory, I'll have mine. But I feel pretty strongly about this. We have spent the last 50 years weakening, thinning out this Catholic faith of ours so that it looks like anything you want it to be. So that we could look more like the world. We thought that was a good thing. We can compromise here, we can compromise there, we can compromise here. And then the world won't think we're too odd, too strange, too weird. So let's compromise here, here, and here. Let's weaken it. Let's weaken it. What an abysmal failure. 70% of Ireland goes, Catholic Church, not such a big deal. What our Lord, what the church teaches, all over the world this is happening. All over the world. We can't boast here in America. There are 18%, I think we're around 20 to 25%. I've heard it say that the only thing that's bolstering us up above 18% is immigration. Strong faith of our Hispanic brothers and sisters. Otherwise, we'd be there too. Parts of Europe, it's down to 5%. Why? Weakness. We thought this was the battle cry. Let's be weak. Let's compromise. Let's thin out the liturgy. Let's tear down beautiful churches and have a service in halls. Let's erase centuries old of this amazing Catholic liturgy of ours so that we look like them. Won't that be great? Hard identity Catholic? No. Weak identity Catholic. It was not the answer. But you and I, we've been on this mission. We've taken hold of our rosaries. I was reminiscing with Sarah Kononis, who can't be here today because she's going to be at a graduation of one of her child. I said, Remember like Recall Walker? You all saw the news reports of everybody hanging over the railings at the state capitol building? Not many people knew that, then some of you are out here with us too. Not many people knew when that was going on and the video cameras caught all them, that we were walking and praying with our rosaries underneath them in the state capitol. Recall this. How many of us stood out in front of the state capitol every Thursday night when our bishops, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, called us to stand for life, marriage, and religious freedom? Every Thursday night, 2 years, I think. Shortly after that, the Hobby Lobby decision came down. Peace through strength. Let's not throw up weak prayers. I know. Let's get a whole diocese together. Let's get a whole nation together. Let's get a whole world together. And let's call out to God and say, yes, God, we're quite serious about this. Yes, we are begging. We're fasting. We're praying. Many of us did fast and pray leading up to this abysmal decision yesterday. I'm not sure what God had in mind, except the first thing that came to my mind is maybe he doesn't want to be the vending machine in this case. Maybe he wants us all to be shocked into courage, to awaken to courage, to become even stronger in our faith as we recognize so much damaging evil all around us. All of us, I believe, can say this. Our friends, our family members, all have been indoctrinated into times have changed. Marry your cocker spaniel if you want to. Kill the baby in the mother's womb. Because it's a right or a choice. My brothers and sisters, we are called to be strong. You want order in your life. You want peace. Be strong. Be strong.